This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Could not be more thrilled to have you join me listening to the show, getting your feedback. That's starting to come more and more. I don't know whether it's 2018. You're opening up. We've formed a relationship. You feel like you're comfortable with me. Whatever it is, take me home to daddy, right? Whatever it is, I'm glad we have found ourselves. And you guys are starting to communicate more. Now, I've been getting your other stuff, and you guys know I write you back, and we have our dialogue, but I'm just telling you, the volume increased. Maybe you had more time on your hands during the holiday. Maybe you're more resilient. You feel, that's not the word I was looking for. You're more, it's like you're feeling good. I'll think of something else for it, but you're feeling better. You're like, you know what, 2018, that Kevin Jackson's right. We left an amazing year. We're starting an even more amazing year with lots of things that are due to happen. And you're going, we're at the brink of stuff, man. Why doesn't it happen? Why does not this stuff? I'm ready, Kevin. I'm ready to watch the Clintons go to prison and some other people do this. And I'm ready to watch my stock portfolio continue to grow. We just blasted through 25,000 on the Dow. And all, I mean, it's a crazy time. Crazy good if you're a conservative. So what do I want you to do? I want us to focus today on patience. The theme today is patience. And what's funny is I'm probably one of the worst people to talk about it. I'm impatient. I've learned how to deal with it. Aren't we all sort of impatient? Well, it's sort of an innate thing. You're born with it. You want it now. Once you become aware from your development as a little toddler, a little baby, and you become a toddler and you want something, you want it now. Tolstoy said, the two most powerful warriors patience and time. Now, let me tell you something about yourselves, conservatives. You've learned patience. You've learned how to pace yourself. You've learned that you are not going to become the CEO of a company in 2 years. You've learned lots of things, that you have to put things off. You have to wait. You have to save, that things come to you as you, in other words, like you collect baseball cards and you don't think, next year my baseball card's going to be worth money. You think in 50 years or 100 years, and you plan that to you push it down the road. You buy gold or silver and you say, yeah, I don't care what it costs today. I know it's going to have intrinsic value down the road, and it may even have more. You plan stock portfolios. You plan for your college education for your kids. You have learned patience. And what's funny about it is the quicker you learn it, the better. But let me tell you who's not patient. Leftist. Leftists want what they want, and they want it now. They want it immediately. We want nationalized health care, and we got Obama. Boom, you get Obamacare. And they gave it to us whether we liked it or not. They didn't look at it and say, wait a minute. Let's look at the bad parts. Let's take that. Let's do this methodically. Let's take this patiently. No, we're going to ram it through. Now, they claim that's what we're doing with taxes and all these other things, and the abandonment of Obamacare. All we're doing is undoing the reckless nature of their lack of patience. Now, when you think about patience, and I already gave this away, the most impatient people on the planet are children. Children want what they want when they want it, and if they don't get it, they're in the supermarket doing little, waddling around on the floor throwing temper tantrums. And you know what we've done? We've indulged their lack of patience. We don't want to fight them. Go ahead and give them the doggone candy bar. Give them the lollipop. Let them go to the zoo. I don't care. I mean, just stop. We've indulged their lack of patience. And that's our fault. Because we know what's right, we know what's wrong, and we still have let them get away with it. And you've exercised patience. You want to know why? Because you've believed, wrongly, that leftists will correct themselves, that they will outgrow it. Your kids generally do. Because they eventually get into the real world and go, holy cow, people are no longer catering to me. People aren't showing patience for my bad behavior. In fact, they're revolting against it. So see, they're forced to learn life's lessons. That's the sad part of leftism. You can talk about all these things in your theoretical, you know, think tanks at colleges and universities, but when reality hits, it's going to kick you square in the naughty bits for you guys. Girls, I don't know. It'll punch you in the face. The funny thing about reality is it doesn't care about gender. It doesn't care about religion. It doesn't care about sexuality. No, reality doesn't give a crap. Reality's like, what? Oh, you need a dose. And it'll slap you upside the head. And it doesn't care. It says, so sue me. Reality is a mofo, okay? And it will hit. There's no question about it. So you've exercised patience. You did it the right way. Now, I'm not telling you that I think we waited too long. We could have shaved a decade off this, all right? But for whatever reason, God saw it in his wisdom to make us wait till 2016 to figure things out. And that's when we decided, okay, it's now time to act. Because as I said, Tolstoy, you know who he is. The two most powerful warriors are patience and time. In other words, it was just a matter of time before we decided we were going to go to war. And we did it. And what did we get? We got this amazing U.S. economy. We have this amazing president who actually cares about us. And who actually wants to make sure that the legislation that he puts forth benefits Americans. British poet Edith Sitwell said this. She says, I'm patient with stupidity, but not with those who are proud of it. And that's probably one of the most profound things you could use when you're talking to a leftist. Same thing you could do when you're talking to your kids. I'm patient with stupidity, but not with those who are proud of it. Can't say it better myself. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There was a guy who wrote, well, let me say who I am first. Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Go check us out. RacePimping.com. And our movie should wrap here sometime in the next few days. And when we're done with that, we will start our premieres, and hopefully you guys will be interested in hosting a premiere or something like that. If you have any interest at all, contact us at kjradio.com, which, by the way, is where you can catch the show on demand 24/7 anytime you want, or listen live when we broadcast. So, I am the problem. There was a filmmaker. His name is Morgan Spurlock, and you're going, who, Kevin? What's he got to do with anything? Yeah. And he revealed in an unprompted extended tweet titled, I Am the Problem, instances where he's sexually harassed a female assistant and confessed to cheating on, quote, every wife and every girlfriend I ever had. Now, this is the guy that did Super Size Me, which is a documentary where he said he went to, you know, McDonald's, and he ate all at the same time, and he didn't gain weight or whatever. I don't remember whether he gained weight or didn't gain weight. I didn't watch it. And what I suspect of Morgan Spurlock, or Moreland, if you want to call him that, Morgan Spurlock is he's an attention seeker. See, guys like him, they say, this is the hot item right now. Sexual, you know, impropriety. And he's going, I am the problem because I sexually harassed a female assistant. I don't know what that means, but we'll get to it in news just a second. And then he says he cheated on every wife and every girlfriend he ever had. So that's the problem. Let me just say this to Morgan, and I know I'm talking to the entire audience, but here's the deal, Morgan. Every one of your girlfriends and your wives, they cheated on you. Now, you're saying, whoa, Kevin, hold on, women, you know, you're talking about women here. Women are sacrosanct. I mean, come on, what are you doing here, man? Don't, bro, don't become a misogynist. No, I'm telling you, they knew what he was doing, and they cheated on him. Morgan thinks he's, you know, he's been carrying around this guilt. I cheated on all of them. Let me tell you, these women saw Morgan was making mortgage payments for people. As my friend would say, he's fattening up frogs for other snakes. Those women that spent their time with him got to say, I was with a filmmaker or whatever. And look, I'm not trying to be mean towards all women. I'm just telling you, Morgan wants to take on. He's saying, men are evil. Men are bad. Men are dogs. Really? Okay. So tell us what we don't already know about guys. But guess what? The women's movement occurred, and women are just as bad. I'll give you a story. So one of my buddies is a famous song. Well, he's not famous in the sense that who he is, but his songs have been sung by, you know, very important, not important, but big names, Madonna and others, along that line. Got hit records. He doesn't have to work. And he tells me a story. We were talking, and he says, Kevin, he goes, two times in my life this happened. He goes, I was in a session. And I won't tell you who the artist was, but he says, I'm in there with an artist and we're recording. And, cause he's also a jazz pianist. He's a really good, keyboardist. So he goes, we're recording and we get done. He's a good looking guy. And he goes, we get done. And they were recording a 3-woman group and he was sitting in with them. And he says, they wrap up and one of the women says to him, the lead singer, comes up and they say, well, hey, well, what do you guys want to do with the other musicians? We're going to go get some dinner or whatever. And the lead singer says, you guys, you ladies go ahead and go with them. I'm going to stay behind and perform, I'll just say, Lewinsky on my friend. And he was like, you know, taken aback. Like, what? Now, this is a kid raised Catholic, religious, you know, got, by the way, this was before he became, you know, had his dollars, got his bucks. But he's like, just taken aback, like, no, we're going to go to dinner. And then it happened again. He says, they were at a gig, and I don't know the details, but I know one of the ladies was singing, and it was a group, and they came to the bar. He was so over by the bar, and he says that we all played the same, you know, this venue, and one of the ladies came over and said identically the same thing when everybody goes, hey, we all want to go and do something else. She says, no, I'm going to stay behind and do this. Two different women. And he says, Kevin, it was at that point, you know, I was thinking, wow, the sexual revolution is just wild. He goes, you know, who, in his wildest dreams growing up, he would have never believed that women would come to him and say something like that. So Morgan wants to ride this wave of feminism. He's admitting, I'm the problem. But he's not just saying him. He's saying it's all of us. And here's what he says. As I sit around, hero after hero, man after man, fall at the realization of their past indiscretions, I don't sit by and wonder who will be next. I wonder, when will they come for me? Spurlock wrote before detailing an incident when in college in which he said, the woman he was dating, quote, believed she was raped. Light bright, that kid's toy, that's all I can see and think about, she said, and started to cry. Spurlock recalled her saying, I didn't know what to do. We stopped having sex and I rolled beside her. I tried to comfort her to make her feel better. I thought I was doing okay. I believed she was feeling better. She believed she was raped. Now, look, I'm not here to moralize about different people's situations, but, you know, what we are doing right now is we are opening up Pandora's box. And guys like him are not really helping because all these so-called repressed feelings are, you know, the people are like, oh, you know what, in that situation, I didn't feel like he loved me. I felt like an object. Well, did you say that when you first began? And the answer is no. And I'm not saying that when somebody decides, you know, and again, no is no, whether it's during or whatever. But the point is, when that's so speculative and it's so out there, and this guy is feeding the real issue, because the real issue is there are women who are being brutalized, not by I'm with a guy and I don't know if I want to be with him. And all that's human interaction. We're not talking about women that are getting dragged into, you know, whatever, and accusing men, and we're taking the spotlight off of these real issues. And I think that's the danger of guys like him. And all, you know, let me tell you, all Morgan Spurlock is trying to do is set the stage for his next project. I went out and I talked to all my old girlfriends, and I talked to women about these situations. And, oh, by the way, here's my documentary, and come see it because it's going to make me some money. He's not really looking to solve a problem, because if he were, he'd be asking a lot of different questions than just this. He'd be exploring much more of the psyche of the women involved and what was going on, explaining to us what was going on at the time, than he is. But that's not what he's trying to do, and that's not what the left tries to do. They just try to jump onto something and profit. Short break. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks121.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks121.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks121.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown and small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. A friend of mine sent me a graphic, and it said something that toxic mothers are far worse than absentee fathers. And I thought to myself, toxic mothers are bad, no doubt about it. But what makes a mother toxic could be the fact that the father left. Now, we can argue which comes first, chicken or the egg. I don't know. Don't care. But I want to focus on the toxic mother part right now, because I was having a separate conversation with one of my friends, and we were talking about these crazy black chicks that we watch these videos. And it came from, I was looking at the knockout gang videos. And then I started seeing all these videos of crazy black women just going nuts. Not, you know, catching their guy cheating, but just like in one case, a security guard at one of these little strip malls, there was a shooting or something had happened inside, and he was getting people out who were creating problems. Maybe it was the kids were bothering the vendors, and his job is to get people out. So he was kicking people out. And as he's kicking people out, he kicks out this girl, this woman, who's got a couple of kids, one of them on her hip, and she just goes in a cursing tirade. I mean, you know, got a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a baby on the hip. And she's just MF this and you MF and you B and you this. And she's just cursing this man up one side and down the other. And the security guard is a black dude, big black dude. He's like, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, just get your butt out of here. You know? So he's kicking them out. And there's people gathered around. And there's kids playing all over the place. Just running around. And she's still just cursing, and I'm going to come back here, I'm going to shoot, you know, she's threatening to kill him, and he's like, yeah, whatever, okay, fine, you know, and so, and I'm thinking, the whole time I'm thinking of a lot, many thoughts go through your head, like, okay, so black chicks are always wondering, why is it that, you know, black men are not marrying black women? Well, that was one of my thoughts that went through my head, and that's not to say that white women don't get crazy, too, but there's another layer that comes with a black woman. And I think a lot of people know this. This isn't Kevin Jackson coming up with stuff. This is the truth. And so there's that. But I'm looking at these kids and I'm going, how many generations do I know where black women have acted like that? And what I call a toxic mother towards their children. Now, part of it, I'll forgive them. The frustration of not having a man, somebody who can help and be a disciplinarian and a father and all that. I get that if there's anybody that's suffering through that, it's the black community. And it's been happening since the 60s. It got put on steroids in the 60s and 70s. And now we are where we are, where 70%+ of black kids are born out of wedlock and don't have
two parents in the household. Single mother families outweigh whole families in the black community. And that's pretty sad. It's actually pretty pathetic. So I want to ask people in general, certainly women, ask yourself, would you be a little bit more, I don't know, would you be more anxious? Would you have issues if you only, you know, if you didn't have that significant other? What would that do to increase your problems in the community? Your problems in your own family, things like this. And by the way, many white women are beginning to experience this as society goes a different direction, has been, you know, shifting to leftism. So this isn't limited to blacks, but it's just a problem that is more glaring in the black community. I want to be clear about that. So here's what this article says. Even the most chill relationships between mothers and daughters have bumps in the road. It's pretty much impossible to be on the same page as the people who raised you, especially as you get older. Now, I find that statement interesting because I wasn't on the same page as my grandparents in many ways. They raised me in certain, like, they were Democrats, but they raised me as a conservative. And I saw the difference, but I also recognized the gap in our, you know, how we grew up, and I could forgive their ignorance on the subject. But they raised me the way, in the right way, the way that they were raised. So I don't disagree. And from a political standpoint, they taught me how to look at things objectively, even though they couldn't. So I can't tell you, I can say, yeah, there were differences in us, but the core values that they taught me, we were equally yoked. But this author says, no, you're going to get, as you get older, you're going to differ with your parents. No, as you get older, you actually come closer to your parents in thought process. That's what I believe. What was funny is that if you think about it from my perspective, I was actually more like the parent. I know that sounds weird, but politically speaking, I was. I could see how my grandparents were raising me. And over the years, even though my grandmother never in her life voted Republican, I saw her getting, understanding it, even though she couldn't rationalize the conservative point of view and how she really was one and she shouldn't vote for a Democrat. It was ingrained in her to vote for a Democrat regardless. Next sentence, this person says, but if your conflicts with your mother seem to go beyond what's normal and into an area that leaves you feeling sad, helpless, or bad about yourself, then the two of you may have a toxic relationship. Now, toxic relationships can happen to anybody. Father to son, you know, father to mother, I mean, whatever. You know, you get what I'm saying, all the different combinations. I'm not going to go through them. Well, there's nephew to cousin, and no, I'm just kidding. So they can happen to anybody. But with parents, particularly biological, it really is an interesting pull because it's like I saw a show with a lady whose father killed the mother of the child, but she said, even though he's on death row, I feel something for him. I feel a sense of loss. And I understood what she was saying, given that my dad was a deadbeat, but there was a point in my life where I was like, but I still want to know him. Now, when he died, I didn't care about it at the time. I was like, but at that point, he just burned too many bridges. So I didn't care. But maybe deep down in my psyche, I still do, but I can't find it. But we had a toxic relationship of sorts. So they say a toxic relationship is based around anger, emotional manipulation, or other negative and hurtful feelings instead of mutual support. This is what's lacking in these relationships, mutual support, whether it's the mother supporting the kids in these single parent relationships or the kids supporting the mom, etc. And who teaches that? You know, who teaches you to say to your son, when your mom is sick, you know, she does a lot for you. You at least have to go and inquire to see what's happening with her, or she's going to feel like it's a one-way street. It takes a parent, another parent, to say to a child, learn that empathy. Learn how to see what your parent, your mom's doing. Or mom says to a child, go check on your dad. He works hard to make sure you got baseball practice or you did so-and-so. This is what, you know, these whole relationships do. You get to fill in the gaps and put the puzzle pieces together for each other, and that's missing. And so I watch these crazy videos. You, if you have some time on your hands, watch one of these crazy videos of these black chicks going off, whether they're fighting in I watch one where two of them go off in a chicken joiner, you know, some restaurant over nothing. It was the lady who was working in the place was completely disrespectful, and the other girl called her out on it, who had a baby with her, and those two go to blows. Watch these videos. Don't misunderstand me. I've seen crazy blood white girls go to blows as well, but not a fraction. It's a fraction of the number that you can find on YouTube. And guess what? As a culture, black people are all too happy to put it out there, but then want to get mad at you when you bring it up. It says, they go on to say, you know, you can't dump family. You know, your family's there. You can't dump them. So, and nor should you. But we have a lot of that going on now. I watch these shows. You know, I don't talk to my mother because, you know, she left when I was picking out my wedding dress. That's all it took. So I'm not exonerating absentee fathers. Absentee fathers, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you're one of the worst people on the planet if you're not taking care of your kid. I'm not saying absentee in the sense of you no longer live with your babies, you know, with your former significant other. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you don't actively do your part to parent, even if you're, you know, it's like you could be in the military, deployed. You still want a parent. You still get the kids on the, you know, the Skype and or whatever they use, and you say, hey, your mom's telling me you're doing this, you're doing that. You can't do this. You back the play of the custodial parent or whatever. But we should be more engaged because we're creating these toxic mothers and nobody's addressing them. I don't believe people are really understanding how to help these people become better human beings and better parents.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. What do we talk about here? We talk about politics. We talk about pop culture. We talk about wackadamia. We talk about Hollyweird. We talk about all the crazy things that are going on. And here's what you learn at the Kevin Jackson University, the Blackstone University, Kevin Jackson Chancellor. You learn that leftists are crazy. Nutty. Nuttier than squirrel turds. And the reason is, they've lived in an echo chamber of ignorance for so long. And it's up to us to get them fixed. Yeah, I mean neutered and spayed. We do not want them to breed. And there's a reason for this, because they're crazy. So I'll give you the latest example. The latest example has to do with math. Not meth, math. You'll think it has to do with meth when I'm done. But add math to the list of white privilege nonsense. Now, I apparently got a minor in white privilege when I was in college, and I had no idea. You see, as you guys know, I've got degrees in electrical engineering,
in computer science, and I charted a course for success as an electrical design engineer years ago. But little did I know that my oh yeah degree in math is what would lead me to the success that I currently experience. It was my roadmap. You see, when you get an electrical engineering degree in college, all you need is one more class to get a minor in math. So I remember when I was talking with one of my counselors, I was like, yeah, so, you know, what should I do? He's like, well, Kevin, you might as well go and get the math minor. You know, it's only going to take one more class and it counts towards your degree, blah, 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 blah. So I go, okay, great. So what should I take? He says, well, you can take partial differential equations, PDE. Now, I'd already taken differential equations, so I figured partial couldn't be much different, right? I mean, you know, I already had the whole. Why couldn't I just take the part? For you math guys, that you know that's a funny joke. The class was taught by a NASA mathematician. Her name was Dr. Lamb, and she was quite the hottie. Probably 6-7 years older than us, but she was brilliant. And let's just say the subject and my professor had my full attention, but I digress. I learned that while taking calculus 1, 2, and 3, linear algebra, differential equations, and partial differential equations, I was actually performing cultural appropriation of white privilege. I didn't know this. Who came up with calculus? The Greeks. It had to be the Greeks because it ends up with, you know, with an S, like Pythagoras and Ptosophus and whatever, right? Medusius. Lucifus. Lauritius. You sure they were Greek? They sure sound black to me. Get over here, Pythagoras. Get over here with your little crazy butt Pythagorean. Those sound black to me. Oh, my goodness. Cultural appropriation of math, white privilege. It doesn't get any crazier. So this is the Fox News report. Math education professor at the University of Illinois says the ability to solve geometry and algebra problems in teaching such subjects perpetuates so-called white privilege. And her name is Rochelle Gutierrez. Last time I checked, she shouldn't have been getting a degree in math. I don't know many Mexican math, you know, savants or history people in history. I'm not saying I know them all, but I don't know them. Anyway, Rochelle Gutierrez laid out her views on the subject in an article for a newly published anthology for math educators titled Building Support for Scholarly Practices in Mathematical Methods. Has she not seen... Was that movie with Jaime Escalante? It was played by James Olmos or something like that. What's his name? James Olmos? The Mexican dude with the jacked up face? It was the equivalent of Lean on Me, but it was like it was a Mexican dude teaching all these Mexican kids in the barrio how to do calculus, and he had Jaime Escalante was his name. And he had a methodology for teaching calculus that worked. And these Mexican kids learned calculus. It was amazing. It was a great story. I forget the name of it, but I watched it. And so was he culturally appropriating white folks or Greeks? I ran into a Greek guy at a party, and he chuckled and said, you know, he didn't realize that, you know, that it was that big of a deal culturally. And I told him, just don't try any math on me, man. Let's just keep it, you know, keep this conversation cordial. You can't get any crazier than this. School mathematics curricula emphasizing terms like Pythagorean theorem and pi perpetuate. Maybe English is racist too. Oh, it is actually. I've heard that. Perpetuate a perception that mathematics was largely developed by Greeks and other Europeans, she says, according to Campus Reform. Well, I do know that algebra was developed by the Arabs. I don't. Again, What can I say? Thank you, Southern Methodist University, for sneaking in my understanding of the Pythagorean theorem at no charge. Actually, that happened quite a bit earlier at my little hillbilly country school. in Brady, Texas. When you hear stories like this, do you understand how insane leftism has become? See, it's one thing for some stupid butt professor to teach this crap in humanities class. But when they try to teach oppression in STEM classes, you know they've lost it. STEM classes are science, technology, engineering, and math. These are classes that have no bearing on was it a white person, a black person, Hispanic, or whatever. When it comes to science, technology, engineering, and math, you want the best results. Physics, mathematics, they obey laws. It's almost like the left is saying, let's disregard the laws of physics or the laws of mathematics, proven theorems, because we need to know who developed them. I mean, using logic, gravity, for example, discriminates against whites, doesn't it? White guys can't jump. Who runs the fastest? Usain Bolt. It's always a sea of black people in the sprints. So apparently gravity is being very discriminatory to white people. The article continues. She also says that addressing equity in mathematics education will come when teachers can understand and negotiate the politics outside the classroom. On many levels, this is her, mathematics itself operates as whiteness. Who gets credit for doing and developing mathematics? Who is capable in mathematics? Who is seen as part of the mathematical community is generally viewed as white, she writes. Okay, well, let me tell you how you change that. I know this will be shocking to many of the people that follow my work. You can change that by, if you're black, becoming an amazing mathematician. Maybe you'll win the Fields Medal. That's more prestigious than the Nobel Peace Prize. The Fields Medal is only given out once every 4 years, and it's a medal given out to the top mathematician. Black people can win it. Hispanics can win it. Look, I don't know who's going to win the next Fields Medal. I'm not following mathematics to that degree, but I do know this. There are some amazing mathematicians in all colors. The lady, they just made a movie about mathematicians. What was that movie? Hidden Figures in NASA. These were amazing female mathematicians. Helped just build our whole interplanetary, thing. I mean, that's how we got men in outer spaces with these black chicks. I talk often of an Indian guy by the name of Ramanujan. He's now, is it not Oxford, he's at one of the colleges in Britain, right next to Sir Isaac Newton. His work, his book is there. An amazing Indian mathematician. So this idea, look, from my perspective, I don't care who comes up with the math. Would I like to see somebody that's a mathematical brain be black? Absolutely, they exist. Go do the work. White people have proven they don't mind. I mean, maybe back during the time of Democrats rule the land, they cared. They don't care today. If you're the brightest mathematician, go forth and conquer. But it brings up a lot of questions. Do we pay royalty when I'm calculating getting my change back? When I go to the store, do I have to pay a royalty to white people? I thought math was free, a gift to civilization. But what academics teach that we must know who discovered the work. And if it's not a minority, then I have to refuse to use it? It's just ridiculous. Such is leftism.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.